This is Eileen Buckley. There is budget reaction from both sides of the aisle. Lawmakers from the Western New York region weighing in on Cuomo's proposed plan. Democratic Senator Tim Kennedy of Buffalo is optimistic. Kennedy tells WBFO News this budget focuses on the needs of our region, including investing in jobs, economic development, and property tax relief. Kennedy referred to the governor's funding increase for education as extraordinary.
It's focusing on pre-K. It's focusing on after-school programs. It's focusing on testing reforms and especially an increase in aid to our schools, especially the ones that need it the most.
Republican Assemblyman Ray Walter of Amherst is pleased to see the investment in education, but he noted the devil will be in the budget details.
Unfortunately, he didn't really mention any more mandate relief, and that's something we need to focus on because that's really the driver of our property tax.
Republican Assemblywoman Jane Corwin of Clarence is pleased with the governor's call on tax reform. But Corwin is concerned with a proposed emergency services plan. She wants to make sure spending reaches into the Western New York region.
A lot of it's concentrated down to New York City. I'd like to see some of that in Western New York. You know, we have our share of weather disasters, unfortunately. So there's a lot in here. Looking forward to taking a look at it. But I'll be working with the governor's office to make a good budget for April 1st.
And both Republican State Assemblyman John Cerreto of Niagara Falls and Republican Senator Patrick Gallivan of Elma were also encouraged by the overall message of the governor's budget speech. They're vowing to help to work in a bipartisan effort on a new budget deal. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.